Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
That is an intro if I've ever heard one. Welcome back to Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studios. Quite a crowd joining us today, and we thank you guys for watching. And we also thank Joaquin Benoit for his first appearance ever on Social Hour. Bill, can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it because this is a big. I mean, we got one of the key players here.
We thank you for joining us. Are you excited to be here? Were you wondering where they were taking you when they were walking you down the hallway?
No, actually, last year. Pass around a lot of times from the field, and I was asking myself what part of the interview room is that,
because
everybody was coming in.
Joaquin's like, what do I got to do to get in here, guys?
So did they bring you down in the cart, or did you have to walk?
No, they put me in a car.
Sweet. See, because it's quite a ways from the clubhouse. They brought him in a cart.
It's always good to get the cart action. Exactly. Yeah. Especially, you know, you got to rest your legs and whatnot. You never know when, you know, you got to be out there.
And all I know is the co-host has to walk.
No, Bill and myself carrying all our stuff. No one feels sorry for us, right, Bill?
No.
So, Joaquin, tell us a little bit about how the season's going for you, the beginning of the season, and how it's been getting acclimated to some of the new guys in the clubhouse.
Well, the clubhouse is really exciting this year. I think everybody's coming along really well. And I think the season has been really busy for all of us.
Yes.
I mean, I've been in quite a few games this year early. So it's been interesting.
Was it hard for you, I mean, in spring training, for all but one day of spring training, you were the closer. You were set up to be the closer. And then they go out and they're able to trade for Craig Kimbrell, who might be the very best at that job in the game. Was it hard for you to make that adjustment with him coming in?
No, actually, I find out opening day in Los Angeles that I was going to be throwing the eighth. So I didn't know, like, till the end or to the beginning of the season that we were doing that we were getting him. But I've been set up in basically last five years.
Right.
And I'm comfortable.
Right. Last year you were the setup man for Houston Street, and then when he moved to the Angels, you took over the closing spot. And over the winter, you looked to be the closer until they got Craig.
Yeah.
So now you're back in the eighth spot. But I would like to say that you are on a Cy Young award-winning pace here, right? he has three wins already.
Exactly.
That puts him on a pace for like 25 wins. You win 25 games, you got to win the Cy Young, right?
It'd probably be one of those rare records to beat.
One of those stats that gets pretty funky out there, right?
Yeah.
As a relief pitcher, what do you think about when you do pick up a win? I mean, is it? You know, like if you're a starter and you got a lot of wins, it's meaningful. But if you're a relief pitcher and you got the three wins already, what?
I was just trying to figure out if there's a rule there that we can trade wins with the starters for, I don't know, strikeouts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you know.
You'd make the trade?
I have. Why not?
Okay.
I think reliever don't do much with wins. And in my case, I would take a hole. And it'd be something meaningful for me.
So in your case, a hold is more important than a win?
Personally, in my stats, yes.
Okay. And a hold, for the fans that may not, that's when you come into a game with a lead of three runs or less, and you complete your work, and that lead is still there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hold. And saves and holds, right?
Yes.
Which we have a save already, and we've got, what, three holds?
Yes, I think so.
Right. So
that's interesting.
So you've had a share in seven of the Padres' wins so far.
Yep.
That's
guess so.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
That's a nice job.
Go and brush those shoulders off, Joaquin. I think it's interesting too because setup man, also a closer, but when you came into Major League Baseball, you were a starter and that was a long time ago for you, you know, but can you talk a little bit about what it was like coming in with the Rangers and being a starter and then kind of going back and forth for a little while?
It was a different situation. I mean, I got to say that that I got to thank the Rangers to give me the opportunity to become a baseball player first, because it was the first organization to give me a chance. And to come up with them, being in the big leagues, it was a little hard for me, because I was the guy that was supposed to be inconsistent, and that's why I was back and forth.
Yes.
And I can't define inconsistent when you never stick to one role. And for me, I couldn't define myself at the time, because I was follow whatever they were saying. Then that was from 2001 to 2006, when I was actually five. In 2006, I decided that I just want to be a reliever, not moving around. And in 2007, they put me to set up. And basically, I did my job. I won Pitcher of the Year in the Texas Rangers. I almost went a Cy Young there. I was 7-2. I was like second or third in wins.
Wow.
I mean, I have a hell of a year there.
But it helped too, like you said, to then have a role that you were able to stick with, versus being a young kid coming up into Major League Baseball and not knowing your role with the team, not quite being able to understand where you are and being given a lot of opportunities on the field, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think if coaches and whoever is in charge of a young kid coming up, if his role is going to be starting, let him fail or succeed mm-hmm. at that role. If he fails, then you try something else. But if he's succeeding halfway and failing, he's part of the game.
Giving him a chance, right, Bill, to get on the field.
There's a question I always like to ask relief pitchers. Would you rather, when you know you're going to work an inning, but would you rather work an inning from the start of the inning, or do you like coming in with inherited runners?
I would like to have a clean inning.
Clean inning to start with.
Yeah, if I messed up, it's me.
Right.
If I got runners in base and I messed up, I messed up somebody else's run.
Mm-hmm. I'm always interested by – I actually know of a relief pitcher who said he'd rather come into situations where he inherits runners because he concentrates more. And I thought, well, that sounds strange.
It makes you work harder mm-hmm. of right. whatever you need to do. You have to make pitches and try not to get those runners to score. But in my personal opinion, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, I probably say the same. Now I prefer to have a clean inning and start fresh.
So that anything that happens is your responsibility.
Yes.
I could see that you know exactly, not wanting to hurt the other people, the runs that had already gotten there on base or making sure that it's your role, that you're being able to get those guys out and whatnot. I want to remind people that you are on the Cholula Hot Seat, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. If you didn't know, Joaquin, you are on the Cholula Hot Seat. So
I don't know if you're starting to feel pretty warm.
Yes. I've got two. All right. Real
drum
quick,
roll.
Quick ones. First of all, who's the biggest joker in the bullpen?
Oh, my. The biggest joker. It's kind of tough. I'm always upstairs. Most of the guys are downstairs. But to pick one guy in there, I don't know.
Bill, I'm going to let him pass on that one.
Okay.
We're going to throw a different one at you that I know
but
you're going
to
have
to
answer.
You're not allowed
to pass on this one then. I hear you have more than 50 birds at your house. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us the story behind this. I mean, what?
Well, being growing up at the Dominican, I live in a farm.
Okay.
I live like in a small town. And my grandfather used to have a lot of roosters and chickens running around. And I mean, it's a farm. And I always have like small doves that I pick up from the nest and just let them grow at my house. So now, growing up, I have parakeets, cockatoos, pheasants, a bunch. You can name it. I have a lot of birds.
That is interesting. You hear them? They're always chirping, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, the one that is mad about it is my mom. Because 7 in the morning, she has to wake up. It's loud.
All right. Well, on that note, Joaquin, Bill, and I thank you so much for joining us here on Padres Social. And we hope you come back. This was your first trip, but we hope you come back here. And I want to remind everyone out there that Kids Fest is every Sunday home game at the park, featuring autographed signings from current Padre players, balloon artists, face painters, and more. Bring the family for the next Kids Fest this Sunday and watch the Padres take on the Dodgers. Get tickets at Padres.com. Make sure you're joining us on the forum at Padres.com/Social Hour and on Twitter at #PadresSH. We'll be right back with more Padres Social Hour.